上个礼拜我讲亚伯拉罕又娶了一个老婆。
And last week we talked about how Abraham had another wife，
叫做基土拉。
And her name is Jitra。
那么这个人是他年老的时候需要的。
And this person is needed by him when he was old。
亚伯拉罕很有智慧。
And he was wise。
他把这个老婆所生的孩子都遣到很远的地方去。
And he sent the children that this wife has to far away places。
他把他的财主专归给上帝应许的儿子。
And give his property to the son promised by God。
以撒。
Isaac，
这样他晚年的时候做了他应当做的事情。
And so when he was old, he did what he
should。好，我们今天继续讲下去，创世纪里面很重要的教训。
And today we will carry on with important teachings in the Bible。
我们大家打开第二十五章。
Chapter 25。
创世纪第二十五章。第七节。
25,
亚伯兰一生的年日是175岁。亚伯兰寿高年迈，气绝而死，归到他列祖。原文做本名那里，他两个儿子以撒、以实玛利，把他埋葬在麦比拉的洞里，这洞在曼利前赫人梭赫的儿子以弗伦的田中，就是亚伯拉罕向赫人埋的那块田。亚伯拉罕和他的妻子撒拉都葬在那里。亚伯拉罕死了以后，上帝赐福给他的儿子以撒，以撒靠近比尔拉海来的居住。我们现在一同来看第十九节，大家一同开声来读十九节到二十六节。亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒的后代记在下面。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒娶利伯家为妻的时候正40岁。利伯家是巴旦亚兰地的亚兰人比图斯利的女儿，是亚兰人拉班的妹子。以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利伯家就怀了孕，孩子们在他腹中彼此相争。他就说，若是这样，我为什么获作呢？他就去求问耶和华。耶和华对他说，两国在你腹内，两株要从你身上出来，这株必强于那株，将来大的要服侍小的。生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子，先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣。他们就给他起名叫以扫。随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。利伯家生下两个儿子的时候，以撒正年60岁。我现在读，两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野，雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味，利伯家却爱雅各。有一天雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来累昏了。以扫对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。因此以扫又叫做以东。雅各说，你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。以扫说，我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？雅各说，你今日对我起誓吧。以扫就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给了雅各。于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了便起来走了。这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。我们读经就到这个地方。今天我们的思想的一些问题，
And today we want to meditate on some
好像很简单的问题，
seems important questions，
影响非常大的问题，
seems to be trivial but it has great influence。
我们先提到以撒娶了利伯家以后，他经过25年才生孩子。
We first mentioned how Isaac married Rebecca, and 25 years later, then he had a son.
因为当以撒结婚的时候是40岁。
Isaac was 40 when he got married.
但是他生孩子的时候是60岁。
And he had a child when he was 60.
这期间他等了20年才做成爸爸。
This meant that he had to wait for 20 years.
以撒对上帝祷告。
And Isaac prayed to God.
求主怜悯我的妻子。
And that the Lord will have mercy on his wife.
给她可以怀孕。
That she will have child.
在以色列人的这个整个文化的里面。
In the entire Israelite culture.
没有结婚的女子是羞耻的。
a woman that is not married is a disgrace.
结婚以后没有生孩子也是羞耻的。
And after you get married, you are barren, that is also a shame.
无论你的丈夫多么爱你,
no matter how much your husband will love you,
你不能解决在社会中间被轻看的那个问题。
In the society, people will look down on you.
所以许多的以色列女子, 她一定要祷告求上帝给她怀孕生子。
And so many women would pray that God would grant them children,
为她除去她一生的羞辱,
that they may not be ashamed.
我们知道上帝为以撒预备了利伯家。
And we know that God prepared Rebecca for Isaac.
所以这一群的婚事是实实在在上帝引导的。
And this marriage is under the guidance of God.
而且全本圣经里面这是第一次，可能是唯一的一次提到上帝为以撒预定的妻子。
And this may be the only instance in the whole Bible where God will prepare a wife for Isaac.
在我们中文的圣经里面，预定总是提到关于救赎的问题。
In the Chinese Bible, predestination is linked with salvation.
但是这里有上帝预定的妻子。
But here you have this predestined wife.
这是圣经里面很少很少提到的事情。
Something very rarely seen in the Bible.
这个亚伯拉的老仆人是发了誓以后，才到米索波大米为他主人的孩子娶了一个媳妇。
The elderly servant of Abraham had an oath and went to Mesopotamia to get this wife.
走一圈。 跪在上帝面前祷告。
Before he left, he prayed before God.
主啊, 如果你把一个女子赐给我主人的儿子的话,
Oh Lord, if you were to send a woman to the son of my master,
求你照这个记号给我看清楚。
Give me a sign.
所以他就定下了一个好的女子的标准是什么。
And he had this standard for a good woman.
这个标准是什么呢?
What is this standard?
就是愿意服侍人。
That this woman should love to serve.
谦卑地服侍年老的人。
She should be humble and serve the elderly.
愿意帮助人。
She is willing to help others.
看到别人的需要肯供应。
That she will supply when she see a need.
这样的女子是个好的女子。
And she considers such a woman as good.
今天如果一个女人是爱服侍人的,
If we can find a woman who is willing to serve,
提到这样妻子的丈夫是有福气。
The husband will be blessed if he can marry such a woman.
我的母亲从我小的时候常常对我说, 有量有好，无量无好。
And since I was young, my mother has always told me that a generous person will be greatly blessed.
你有给人的，上帝就给回你。
If you are willing to give, God will then give you back.
你不肯给人，上帝就不给你。
And if you are not willing to give, God will not give you also.
那很奇怪，好像上帝比人更被动哦。
But it would seem that God is more passive than man.
你先主动给人，上帝再给你。
That first you must actively give, then God will react.
为什么上帝不先给我一大杯，我才给人呢？
Why would God not first give me lots of things for me to give away?
因为神在这里要试验人。
Here God wants to try us.
有一次我看见一个小孩子。
Once I met a child,
手里拿着一个冰淇淋,
and who has an ice cream in
我说,
his hand,
你给我吃好不好? 我也要冰淇淋。
I said, I want to eat the ice cream, give me some.
放到很后面去。
And the child turned around.
不给你。
No.
这样的孩子,
a child like that.
很多的孩子是这样的。
And most children are like this.
还有另外一个孩子, 我在试验他的时候,
then when I try another child,
他说, 我自己要。
The child said, I want the ice cream for myself.
还有一个孩子怎么样呢?
And another one,
他说, 给你。 给你，我先吃吃吃下一点点，给你。
I first eat it all up and leave a little bit for you.
还有一个孩子说什么呢？
And another one.
好，你要吗？
Do you want this ice cream?
他就给你。
The child gave
ice cream. 一给你，马上替他妈那边拿一个更大的。
After one, get a larger one from the mother.
还有一个小孩子说什么？
Another child says.
他说，叔叔，我已经吃了。 我不好意思给你，我向妈妈要一个新的给你，好不好？
I go ask my mother for a new ice cream for you.
我心里很感动。
And so I was deeply moved.
还有一个小孩子。
Another child.
你说要他的。
When you want the ice cream,
不但给你,
not only will the child give you,
你要几个?
He asked, how many do you want?
我向妈妈要给你,
I asked my mother
for it. 我就知道这些孩子以后长大怎么蒙恩了。
And I will know which child will be blessed in the future.
从很小的事情,
from such trivial matters,
可以看出一个人的个性到底是什么。
You can check out the character of the person.
是不是有人生下就是小人的呢?
Is it because some people are born despicable?
是不是有人生下来就是君子?
Or some people are born like a gentleman?
人格是可以培养的吗?
Can character be nurtured?
有时候我们承受了父母个性的遗传。
Sometimes you will inherit the character from our parents.
有时候我们从四周围学到的坏的东西变成我们的个性。
Very often we will learn from our environment.
亚伯拉罕的老仆人。
The elderly servant of Abraham.
忠心的仆人。
Was a faithful servant.
敬畏上帝的仆人。
Who feared God.
是诚实的仆人。
Honest person.
老亚伯拉罕叫他去的时候。
And when he was sent by Abraham.
他就带了很多的骆驼。
He brought many
cameras, 很多的金子,
and lots of gold.
他没有趁机会就回家分给老婆,
he didn't take the opportunity to steal the
money. 现在难逢的机会,
a special opportunity to steal.
一大堆的这个娶妻子的这种的厚礼都在我手中,
because lots of the dowry was with him.
诚诚实实的办事,
and with all honesty, he did his task.
真心要为 他主人的儿子娶媳妇的时候,
and truly he wanted to find a wife for his master's son.
定的一个标准,
and he set one standard.
神引导我见到这个人,
that God must guide me to meet this woman.
第二个标准,
the second
requirement
is that this woman will be a person who's willing to
主啊,
serve. Oh Lord,
耶和华上帝啊,
oh Jehovah God,
求你使我遇到这个女子,
help me to meet this woman.
肯用水来给我喝,
a woman who is willing to give me water,
又肯帮助我的骆驼都喝,
and also give water to my camels. And so when he saw this woman from afar with a jar of water,
他就走到前头去,
he went towards her.
他说,女子啊, 请你给我水喝好吗?
And she said, young woman, would you give me water?
这个女子又说,害羞,
this woman didn't say, you are so shameless.
又老又丑的男人专找漂亮女孩子讲话,
you are so old and ugly and look for a beautiful girl.
她完全不以为自己因为很漂亮所以可以乱讲话,
and this woman did not think of herself as beautiful and just say anything she wants.
她说,好,我把水给你喝,
she said, fine, I'll give you water.
你喝吧,
you can have the water.
她打水打完了以后,
after she got the water,
她说,你的骆驼也需要喝,
she asked for the cameras.
所以我要为你的骆驼打水给他们喝得满足,
she will prepare the water for all the camels' needs.
这样的女子,
a woman like that,
就是一个愿意服侍人,
is one who is willing to serve others,
愿意帮助人,
who is willing to help others,
愿意把自己能做到的事情做给人,
willing to do to others what she can.
神就引用, 使用这个人成为以撒的妻子,
and God used this person to be the wife of Isaac.
当这些事情成就了以后,
after this task was completed,
跪在上帝面前祷告, 感谢上帝,
the servants of Abraham knelt and gave thanks.
拿出黄金,
and he took out the gold.
一个色格勒是很多钱的,
ten shekels is a lot of money.
他拿了色格勒的黄金,
and he took ten shekels of gold.
挂在这个女子的鼻子上,
and to give this woman on her nose.
挂在她的手上,
and her hand.
我是不能解释为什么挂在鼻子上, 因为吃饭很麻烦, 我不明白的,
I cannot understand why there is need of a nose ring.
照今天的金价的,
but based on the price today,
如果一颗的黄金, 这个一百颗的黄, 我不知道是一颗一百颗, 是这个, 比如说是600块美金的话,
if it's about 600 bucks per 100 gram of gold,
那么银子不过是9块罢了,
then silver is about $9.
所以呢, 9块比600块,
so 9 versus 600,
那是差不多60多倍,
there are more than 60 times difference in price.
所以亚伯兰用400个色克勒的银子买了一块墨地, 大得不得了, 还有山有洞在里面,
and Abraham spent 410 shekels of gold to buy a cave. But in order to get this
daughter-in-law,
he gave this woman that he just knew more than 10 shekels gold.
这个仆人是很慷慨的, 很真诚的, 就实实在在, 把这个礼品就送上去,
and this servant was generous and with integrity he gave the gift.
这个女子是不是呢, 很高兴, 马上对她特别好,
was this woman overjoyed and suddenly became very good to him?
没有,
not so.
Aristotle
says,
一个正人君子, 没有一件事可以吓他,
a true gentleman will not be shocked by anything.
危险的事他也不害怕,
he's not afraid of danger.
突然来的富贵他也不惊奇,
and he's not shocked with sudden wealth.
因为他里面真正是很稳重, 真正是很正派, 真正不会随便动心, 不会随便惊吓,
because he is a steady person with true peace in his heart, he will not be shocked easily.
利伯家是一种这样稳若泰山的女子,
and Rebecca would be such a person.
有很多的太穷的家庭出的女孩子,
some girls from very poor families,
见了一点钱, 马上就出卖自己,
will betray themselves for a little bit of money.
为了得到好处, 马上失去她的人格,
and immediately lose their character for profit.
当利伯家帮助这个老人的时候,
but when Rebecca helped this old servant,
银子还没有拿出来,
The wealth was not shown
yet. 金手珠还没拿出来。
And all the gold bangle was not shown.
没有给他有任何好处。
Nothing good was given to her.
帮助别人是完全出于真心。
Clearly, it was out of a goodness of her heart.
这是很重要的事情。
This is something very important.
所以上帝实在是为以撒预备了很好很好的妻子。
Indeed, God prepared for Isaac a very good wife.
就这几个礼拜前我已经讲了。
A few weeks ago, we talked about this.
我今天不必再详细的重复了。
We don't have to go into detail today.
但这样漂亮，这么好的女子。
But such a beautiful and a good wife.
娶来了以后，结果生不出孩子出来。
Was barren for many years.
这表示呢，美中不足的事情是常常有的。
It means that in life there are always imperfections.
那么中国人呢，只要太太不生了孩子，就有足够的理由再娶第二个。
And for the Chinese, if the wife is barren, we get a concubine.
这个是出妻的七大理由之一。
And this is one of the seven important reasons to get rid of your wife.
太太多嘴就娶第二个。
If she speak too much, we get a second wife.
太太不生就娶第二个。
If she's barren, we get a second wife.
但是以撒不是如此。
But not so for Isaac.
以撒忠于他的妻子。
He was faithful to his wife.
一年过一年等候上帝。
Year after year, he waited upon the Lord.
一年过一年仰望主。
He called up, he looked unto the Lord.
第二十年以后。
At the 20th year,
他正像他的父亲一样，一百岁的时候做了父亲。
Like his father, 100 years old.
他60岁的时候才做了父亲。
Oh, he was father at 60.
他祷告上帝啊。
He called upon the Lord.
求你给我的太太也可以生一把。
Help my wife to bear a child.
神怎么回答他呢？
And how did God answer him?
在你腹中有两个国并存。
God said there are two nations.
两个民族在里面。
And two peoples from within.
将来大的。要服侍小的。
And one people will be stronger than the other.
你从新约的圣经看到的另一句话。
The New Testament tells us.
上帝恨以扫，上帝爱雅各。
And God hated Esau and loved Jacob.
你说为什么连生都还没生出来，上帝就定下了他们的命运呢？
Why would God give them their destiny before they were even born?
这是不是上帝不公义这个表现的？
Is it because God is unjust?
圣经告诉我们，上帝是公义又是公平的。
The Bible tells us that God is just and fair.
把公平跟公义两个字联合在一起，一同摆列。
When the word justice and righteousness is linked together.
这是五经里面早就存在的。
We see this in the first five books of the Bible.
这是摩西在生命记最后的时候提出来的。
In Deuteronomy, in the last portion tells us this.
既然上帝是公义的。
Since God is just.
我们就不能说他是偏心，他是大小眼来对待人的。
It would not be that he can be unfair to us.
那为什么连生都生不来不出来，上帝就说大的要服侍小的呢？
But then why would God say the older will serve the younger?
这是神的主权的问题。
This is a question of God's sovereign will.
这以后就在世纪的演进中间给我们看见神的智慧是没有错的。
And in the progressions of events to come, we see that God was wise.
当时间到的时候，
when the time was up,
这两个孩子就生出来了。
The two babies were born.
这个时候呢，这个利百加就清楚知道他真正是得到了双胞胎。
And Rebecca knew indeed he had twins.
所以第一个生出来的时候，
the first child,
满身都是毛，
was very hairy,
好像皮的衣服一样，
like a garment.
所以他的妈妈就给他名字叫做以扫。
And so they named him Esau.
以扫的意思就是满身都是毛的意思。
The name Esau means covered with hair.
但这孩子刚刚生出来的时候，
and when this child was born,
脚最后出来的时候，另外一个手抓住了脚一同出来。
There was a hand upon the ankle as he was born.
这个前面这个脚是有毛的，后面那个手是光秃秃的。
The earlier limb is hairy, the second arm is empty.
他知道第二个孩子连一分钟都不要等，就抓住哥哥的脚就出来了。
The second child would not wait and grab hold of the brother's ankle.
他就给第二个孩子叫的雅各。
And so the second one was named Jacob.
雅各的意思是什么？就是抓住的意思。
It means he grabs.
这个第二个孩子，
the second child,
已经从他第一次的动作显出他是一个抓住机会的人。
Started from the beginning, he grabbed hold of the opportunity.
他无论有什么事情，
no matter what things,
他一定抓住重要的时刻。
He will grab hold of the important moment.
抓住不再回来的机会。
And grab hold of the opportunity that will not return.
抓住与人竞争的可能。
All opportunity to compete.
所以这两个孩子是个性是完完全全不一样。
And so both child had very different character.
同样一个胎。
The same womb.
同样一个母亲。
The same mother.
生出来孩子各个不同个性。
We'll have children of different characters.
我不需要解释, 你想你跟你哥哥就知道了。
You just think about you and your siblings.
当自己个性不一样的时候,
when characters are different,
当然从心理学有许多的原因可以给我们解释。
The psychologists will find all sorts of reasons to explain.
但这个不同的个性,
but here, the different characters,
后来就显出了雅各是一个很 雅各是一个很安静, 常常在帐篷中间的一个人。
Tells us that Jacob was a quiet man staying among the tents.
但以扫这个很活动, 常常出去冒险, 出去打猎的人。
But Esau was a skillful hunter, always going out.
所以这两个孩子的个性完全不一样。
Both child had different characters.
但是圣经告诉我们, 这个以撒做父亲的人, 他有一个很大的毛病就显出来了。
But a great flaw of Isaac was displayed.
以撒是很好的人,
he was a good man.
但是他有一个很大的毛病,
but he made a big mistake.
就是很爱吃好东西。
He loved to eat good things.
我告诉你, 这个是中世纪七大致死的罪的一个罪。
This is one of the seven deadly sins in the medieval time.
很多人贪吃一生就穷了。
And because of gluttony, you can become poor.
有的人贪吃一生就病了。
Because of gluttony, you get sick.
有一些人贪吃一生胖到每次买衣服比别人贵。
Because of gluttony, you are so fat, you have to buy more expensive clothing.
贪吃是七大致死的病里面的一种罪。
Gluttony is one of the seven deadly sins.
圣经在里面讲一句话语。
And the Bible tells us,
以撒非常爱以扫。
That Isaac loved Esau,
因为常常吃他的猎物,
because he had the taste for the wild game.
所以以扫打了猎以后,
after Esau go out hunting,
煮好东西给他的爸爸吃,
he will cook good food for the father.
他爸爸吃了好东西,
after he had the good food,
特别爱这个孩子,
Isaac would then love his child. 因为另外一个孩子只会静静坐在那边想东想西,
不会煮东西给他吃。
Because the other child is a quiet person, cannot cook.
这些的教训你要注意。
But you got to take note of this teaching.
这些无形中会影响你的下一代的幸福的问题。
Indirectly influence the blessings of the next generation.
做父母亲的可以不可以溺爱偏爱我们所生的孩子呢？
Can a parent be biased towards one of the child?
我知道这不是理论的问题。
This is not a question of theory.
这是感情的问题。
Question of emotion.
当人面对感情的问题, 多少理论的知识都没有办法改它。
When we face problems of the emotion, knowledge is not helpful.
你爱上一个女孩子,
when you love this girl,
你跟她怎么解释这个女孩子多么好多么不好她没有管爱上就是爱上不必多讲。
People will not care how you reason out this love.
因为感情的问题不能被理论所左右。
Problems relating to emotions cannot be directed by the reason.
我们许多知道的事情在实际的情形上我们没办法行出来。
We know many things, but in reality we cannot do it.
我们知道溺爱孩子是不对的。
We know that it's wrong to spoil a child.
但是这个孩子长得这么漂亮怎么会不爱他呢？
But this child is so very beautiful.
我们知道偏爱孩子是不对的。
We know that it's wrong to be biased.
但是这个特别爱我怎么不会爱他呢？
But this child loves me so much, so I must love him more.
感情付诸实行的时候,
and when you go into action,
理论常 变成多余的事情。
Then the theories become obsolete.
这个感情又建立你自己的一种错误的观念中间。
And when this emotion is built on the wrong concept,
以后很多的危险都会来到。
A lot of crises will come in the future.
以撒的毛病就是贪吃。
This is where Isaac failed.
以撒的毛病就是贪吃好东西。
He loved to eat good food.
所以谁会给他吃好东西, 谁就得到他更多的爱。
And he will favor whoever that can provide the good food.
只要我们看见以撒的毛病,
and the problem of Isaac,
就是对孩子的偏爱,
was that he was biased in his love.
后来雅各把这个个性又传下去,
and Jacob himself did the same thing.
雅各的毛病跟父亲一样的,
Jacob had the same flaw as his father.
照样偏爱他的孩子,
he also was biased towards his children.
所以结果这些的父亲的毛病,
all these flaws of the fathers,
就产生了许多社会家庭中间的悲剧出来了。
Produce a lot of tragedies in families' life.
那么呢, 这个做以扫的人,
and Esau,
他知道父亲有这个需要,
knew that the father had this love.
他整个一生的目的就变成陷在这个毛病的里面。
And his entire life was confronted by this.
去打猎,
he would go to hunt,
煮好吃的菜给爸爸,
and cook good food for the father,
可以拿到爸爸对他的祝福,
that the father will bless him.
作为他一生最重要的责任。
This becomes the most important thing for him in life.
现在我要问你一个问题,
I want to ask you this question.
你一生感到最重要的目的是什么呢?
What is the most important purpose of your life?
你花多少的时间在你认为最重要的事情, 以致线下去线下去, 为什么呢?
and you will keep spending a lot of time on this most important purpose.
你以为最重要的事情到底是不是真正最重要的事情？
And the question is this thing truly most important?
我们最可怕的事情就把次要的当作重要的。 把重要的当作次要,
most frightening thing is to treat the secondary thing as the primary importance.
那你就不会让最重要的事情在你生命中间居首位。
And in this way, the most important thing is no longer first in your life.
所以你就继续不断在次要中间浪费你最重要的生命。
And you will waste away your most precious life on secondary things.
直到你死以前,
right before you die.
你突然发现我应当做的事，我竟然都还没有做。
You suddenly will realize that things you ought to do, you have not done.
你又发现我做了许许多多不是我应当做的事。
And you discover that you have done many things that are not most important.
你就凄凄惨惨。 懊悔离开这个世界死了。
And you will leave then the world with regret in your heart.
所以今天我们就要重新审查自己。
We want to search ourselves again.
我到底是把主要的事情当作主要的事来办吗？
Do I put the priority on the right things?
我到底是把我绝对的精神处理我绝对的事件呢？
Do I use the absolute spirit to treat absolute items?
我是不是把应当做的先做，不应当做的后做呢？
Have I got the right priority and order in my life?
以扫迎合父亲的需要。
Esau was willing to fulfill the father's need.
他们想着父亲的教训一定是对的嘛。
He thought that the father will always be right.
父亲是我的英雄，父亲是没有错误的。
The father is the hero. He will not make a mistake.
这样的孝顺是不是照真理，是照着父亲的感受而去孝顺的。
His filial piety is not based on the truth, but by how her father felt.
今天很多的人为了孝顺父母，他越绝对不信耶稣。
And today, many people will not believe in Jesus because they are filial to their parents.
因为父母很严正地吩咐下来，你不可以信洋教。
The parents would have told them not to believe in a foreign religion.
孝顺父母，结果自己不但不得救，也没有可能为父亲做见证，领他归向上帝。
And because they are obedient, not only would they lose the salvation, their parents will also do the same.
求主可怜我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
你把主要的事情用最重要的精神去做出来。
You should use your utmost spirit to fulfill the primary task.
次要的精神去处理次要的事情。
And use a secondary spirit to deal with secondary things.
用绝对的精神去面对绝对的事情。
With an absolute attitude to treat matters that are absolute.
用相对的精神去处理相对的事情。
And with a relative attitude to treat things that are relative.
那么你说什么是主要的呢？
So what is primary?
我讲这个字，你就照字面解释，叫主所要的，就是主要的。
It means the things that God, the Lord wants.
上帝要你做的，就是最重要的事情。
The things that God wants you to do will be most important.
你不能把父亲放在上帝的上面。
You cannot place your father above God.
你们把主放在父亲的上面。
You must have the Lord above your parents.
父亲的创造者是创造天地万地的主。
God is the creator of the Father.
所以呢，以扫只讨他父亲的喜悦。
Esau was only pleasing to his father.
他就忽略了上帝所要的是什么。
And he ignored things that God would want.
主啊，我的父亲要我给他吃，我就给他吃。
Oh Lord, my father loved food, so I cook for him.
那主啊，你要我什么，我是不注意的。
Oh Lord, I'm not very interested what you want.
我只注意我的主人要我做什么。
I just care what my master wants.
我只注意我的老板要我做什么。
I just care what my boss wants.
我只应付我的父亲要我做什么。
I just take care of my father.
以扫的一生就这样放弃自己最重要的部分了。
And Esau lost the most important part of his life this way.
以扫是谁啊？
Who was Esau?
Esau 是长子啊。
He was the firstborn.
雅各是谁啊？
Who was Jacob?
雅各是次子啊。
Jacob was the second son.
在犹太人的文化里面，长子的地位是非常非常重要。
In the Jewish culture, the firstborn is most important.
长子可得到双倍的产业。
He will receive double the portion of the inheritance.
长子可以代表全家的人做族长。
And he will represent the entire family as the leader.
因为长子是父亲年壮的时候，少年的时候生出来的。
The firstborn will be born when the father is at his strongest.
所以他父亲最健壮的时候生下了长子。
A son born at the height of his power.
上帝特别应许给长子的福分。
And God will bless the first son.
那么这些长子的身份他不明白。
And he doesn't understand this.
他不注意上帝要的是什么。
And he never take note of what God wanted.
他只注意他爸爸要的是什么。
He only took care of his father.
今天我们有一个传道人在台北。
We have a preacher in Taipei.
他的会友做礼拜的时候。
when his congregation gathered,
都感到很困难,
they felt
it was difficult.
In Taipei on Sunday, many companies are still working.
这个牧师呢, 他怎么对他们说呢?
And this pastor said to his congregation,
你要勇敢做基督的见证人,
you must boldly be the witness of Jesus Christ.
你要对你的老板说, 我礼拜天一定不来上班,
and say to your employer, I will not work on Sunday.
这样我就不能用你,
then he will say, I will fire you.
你对他, 你不能用我就不来了。
And you should say then, so be it.
但如果你肯用我,
if you are willing to employ me,
你许可我礼拜天上班,
you must allow,
礼拜天到教会去,
you must allow me to worship on Sunday.
礼拜一到礼拜六, 我所做的工作一定要做得比别人更好。
And I will work extra hard on the weekdays.
他们很严肃的,
and so solemnly,
很勇敢的,
boldly,
讲这些话以后,
this will preach
那些做老板的起身很不高兴,
the employers were not happy.
做老板的多数, 要百依百顺的伙计听他的话。
Most employers want very obedient employees.
但是他说你可以试试看我的工作。
The employee then will say, you can try me out.
我以基督的身份我一定好好做出来。
As a Christian, I will fulfill my promise.
好，先试两个月再说。
And the boss will say, try you for 2 months.
这些老板又用他的威风的口气这么回答。
And they will speak to you sternly.
又过了一两个月后,
about 2 months later,
他发现这些基督徒实实在做工比别人更好。
The employer will discover that the Christians indeed work harder.
他不但许可,
not only will he allow this,
他又对这个替我找你的朋友也来做。
He will tell the Christian to find their friends.
你们是基督徒的都可以在这边做。
And all you Christians can work for me.
你们礼拜天都可以去做礼拜。
And on Sunday you can worship the Lord.
这些人以主为居首位。
So for these people, the Lord is in first place.
老板是第二位。
And the employer is second.
神的赐福就在你身上。
And God will then bless them.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我要我们这一代的青年人,
I want the young people of our generation,
做一个以后世世代代的代表,
to become the representation of the generation.
下一代的见证, 我们是做他们的榜样,
to become example for the next generation.
尊主伟大,
that the Lord will be first in your life, that he will be in first place,
顺从神的旨意,
and obedient to his will,
过于讨好世间的老板,
more than being pleasing to the people of the world.
以扫不明白这个事情,
but Esau did not understand this.
所以他父亲要什么,
so whatever the father wanted,
他就讨好父亲,
he will give it to him.
神要什么,
whatever God wanted,
他就不注重,
Esau was not
pleasing at emphasis.
When the father wanted good food,
he
will work hard to hunt.
从人的眼光来看,
humanly speaking,
是一个孝子,
indeed he was filial.
神的眼光看,
but from the eyes of God,
违背了更重要的原则,
he went against more important principles.
耶稣基督说,
Jesus Christ,
你们若爱父母、爱夫妻、爱你们的儿女、爱兄弟，过于爱我的，你就不配做我的门徒。
If you love your parents, your spouse, your siblings more than you love me, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
你若手扶着犁头向后看的，你就不配做我的门徒。
And you are not worthy to be my disciple. You hold on to the plow and look back.
如果你不肯背住十字架，舍己跟从我的，你就不配做我的门徒。
And if you are not willing to deny yourself, carry your cross and follow me, you are not worthy to be my disciple. Thanks be to God.
所以以扫，上帝说将来大的要服侍小的。
For Esau, the older one, he will serve the younger.
这是不是因为神的主权这样定的呢？
Was it because God set it in this way?
事实证明在历史的过程中，证明出来以扫自己是不配。 被上帝使用的。
The fact is that history shows that Esau was not worthy to be used by God.
虽然生下的时候雅各是一个次子,
although Jacob was born second,
雅各是抓住哥哥的脚伸出来,
and he grabbed hold to the ankle of his brother.
我不知道你们做医生的有没有看过这样的例子，或者是历史里面唯一的一个例子。
I don't know whether this is the only time in history where this happened.
他连一刻的时间都不要落后于人。
He was not willing to lose even one moment.
所以他就抓住脚一并伸出来的。
And both were born in this way.
你问双生的, 你们两个时候哪一天生, 他们同一天生的。
The twins will be born on the same day.
你问他是不是同一秒生的?
Can they be born on the same second?
多数都不是同一秒生的。
Most of the time, no.
你不能两个脚一同出来。
Cannot. Both cannot be born at the same time. Or both can come out at the same time.
所以一个先一个后的,
there must be a first and a second.
所以有人差几分钟,
by a few minutes,
有人差一个钟头,
maybe by an hour difference,
有人差几秒钟,
some difference of seconds.
以扫的脚出来的时候, 雅各的手就抓住了脚一同出来,
and Jacob grabbed hold of Esau's anchor as both were born.
以扫的一生就一个特别的机会，抓住。
And Jacob's life is marked by grabbing hold of opportunity.
是上帝就是先知以赛亚讲一句话。
By the prophet Isaiah, God said,
你们以色列中间没有人 像雅各奋力抓住我。
All of Israel, there is not one like Jacob who grabbed hold of me.
雅各是个抓住上帝的人。
Jacob was a person that grabbed hold of God.
抓住机会的人。
A person that grabbed hold of opportunity.
抓住时间的人。
A person who grabbed hold of the moment.
他是个抓住应许的人。
A person that grabbed hold of the promises.
教会不能复兴。
The church is no longer revived.
眼巴巴看见神的机会将过去。
Many of us will see the opportunity of God slip by.
许多人就这样让时间流去。
And many of us will just waste away this time.
许多人让上帝给我们的时间，给我们的机会，给我们的恩赐，这样流失过去。
And we will waste away the time and the opportunity and the talent from God.
今天我盼望有很多的青年人起来，奋力抓住上帝，抓住上帝的手。抓住上帝给我们的机会。
I pray that many young people will arise to grab hold of the opportunity and timing of God.
神的复兴就来到。
And then the revival of God will surely come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
雅各在比努伊勒的地方。
When Jacob was in the place Bino
Ilah. 无论如何他抓住耶和华。
No matter how hard he grabbed.
你若不祝福我你就不可以离开。
He grabbed in the wrestling with the angel. If you do not bless me, I will not let go.
内心的时候这么渴慕神的同在。
He so fervently wanted the presence of God.
这么渴慕神的赐福。
And he so wanted the blessing of God.
这么渴慕神亲自的应许。
And he wanted the personal blessing of God.
神就爱雅各。
And God loved Jacob.
上帝爱那些真正渴慕追求他的人。
And God loved all who truly seek after him.
所以这两个孩子就是预表了两种的基督徒。
And so both the child represent two different Christians.
一种的基督徒如饥如渴的等候上帝。
There's a group of Christians that thirst after God.
有一些基督徒是居住作废，从来不追求真正的真理的本质。
But another group of Christians will just waste away their life.
同样信耶稣。
They may believe in
Jesus. 有的人清早起来读属灵的书，看圣经祷告。
Some will wake up early in the morning to read the Bible and meditate.
有的人每一次做礼拜就到礼拜堂的时候安息了睡觉。
But some will come to church and do their Sabbath rest.
有的人有一节的圣经不明白，他的心里非常的烦乱。
Some people will be anxious because they cannot understand one verse.
有的人终究学到却不明白。
But there are many others who will learn all their life without understanding.
同样做基督徒。
Same Christians.
有人的房子就在礼拜堂的隔壁，从来不爱参加聚会。
Some would not go to church just although they are living right beside the church.
有的人为了好的布道会来到了，他就驾车几百公里来听道。
But some would drive for hundreds of kilometers just to listen to good sermons.
这次我在 Washington D.C. 的时候
，When I was in Washington D.C.
我们布道会开始的时候
，When the gospel rally started，
有个青年人也在我们的那个旅馆也进旅馆了。
There was a young person who lived in the same hotel as we did.
我以为他是哪里来的中国人。
I thought that he was from China.
后来才知道他是从别的城市特别飞过来参加布道会的。
Then later I realized he flew all the way from another place.
到了汤姆斯，你不到我的城市去布道。
He says, Dr. Tong, you never came to my city.
已经等了八年，盼望听你讲道。
I've waited 8 years to listen to you.
这次我特别请假。
And so now I took leave.
我储蓄了几个月的钱。
I have saved for months.
买了飞机票到这里来。
I bought plane ticket to come here.
住了跟你同一间的旅馆。
And to stay in the same hotel.
我要每一场聚会都参加。你回去，我再回去。
And every session I will participate. And then when you leave, then I will.
这就是像雅各一样。
Like Jacob.
抓住神的机会。
He grabbed hold of the opportunity of God.
真心饥渴慕义。
And with all sincerity, he thirst for the truth.
谦卑受教的人。
With humility, he was willing to be taught.
今年二月份我们在Phoenix 讲道的时候
，In February when we preach in Phoenix，
有一个人开了两天一夜的车，把他的爸爸、把他的家人全部越过五州来参加聚会。
There was one person who drove for 2 days and a night and brought his entire family across 5 states to participate.
我说你为什么要这么辛苦带全家的人开两天一夜车来参加布道会
？And I asked this person why do you go through all this trouble to send the whole family here？
他说汤姆斯，我老实告诉你
，He said Dr. Tong, let me tell you honestly，
我的父亲已经老了。
My father is elderly.
我不知道你什么时候才能到这里来。
And I don't know when you will come back.
我们住的地方在美国的东部比较南的地方。
And the place we live is southeast area.
几乎没有传道人到哪里去。
There are very few evangelists that will go
there. 所以我这次把我的爸爸带来，盼望他在聚会里面信主。
And so now I bring my father so that he will believe.
我这一生就没有后悔了。
And then I will not be regretful in my
life. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
最后一天的爸爸真的信主了。
And the last day the father believed.
成了这孩子在神面前的心愿。
To fulfill the promise that the son has made before God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这种的心智。
This sort of sincerity,
这种的科目,
this sort of thirst,
是雅各的个性,
was something Jacob had.
上帝从天上看下来,
and when God observed it from heaven,
有人给他恩典, 他继续见大清看上帝,
he would see people wasting away the talent from God.
有一些人有一点小小的机会, 他就马上抓住, 就领受上帝的恩典,
and there are other group of people that will grab hold of every small opportunity from God.
所以你问以撒, 为什么你爱以撒呢?
And so when you ask why do you love Esau?
他的理由是他煮得很好吃, 当然我爱他啦。
Isaac would say, well, he had good food, so I love him.
地上的父亲,
the father on earth,
对孩子的爱有这些物质的条件在里面,
would have this condition for their love.
天上的父亲,
but our heavenly father,
你问他, 为什么你爱雅各呢?
If you were to ask our heavenly father, why do you love Jacob?
雅各是尊主伟大, 是抓住神应许的人。
He would say that Jacob honored God in the first place and grabbed hold of God.
今天我们是个怎样的基督徒?
What sort of Christian are we today?
我们是不是以主伟大?
Is the Lord first in our life?
以主的旨意为重要?
And that his will is most important in our life.
以主的真理为我们的事物?
And that his truth is our objective.
以主的 引导为我们的方向,
that his guidance become our direction.
雅各住在帐篷里,
Jacob lived in the tent.
雅各不喜欢出门,
but he wasn't willing to travel.
雅各很看重上帝的事情,
but he placed emphasis on God's things.
他最大的遗憾是什么?
His greatest regret,
就是为什么我不被生做长子呢?
Was that he was not the firstborn.
为什么呢?以扫是一个长子?
That Esau was the firstborn.
他一生下来就有这个天上特别的福分,
and he was born with privileges.
所以他的原来的天分是比我大的,
and so he had privileges from heaven more than me.
那我怎么追也追不上,
I cannot surpass him.
我永远不能做长子,
forever I cannot be the firstborn.
所以雅各心中最大的遗憾就是不如哥哥特别的才干恩赐,
and so he must have been feeling regretful over all these things.
但是圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible says,
虽然你的出生, 你没有别人的那个优越,
you may not be born with superior conditions,
但你在世的追求, 神会看见你的心智的,
but Lord will honor your seeking while you're on earth.
所以为什么有很聪明的人不爱读书呢?
There are many intelligent people who would not like, love to study.
为什么有不大聪明的人读书读得特别高呢?
But people who are not too intelligent but study very studiously.
就是因为这个原因,
it's all because of this attitude.
为什么有生得很漂亮的人生活不像样呢?
There are very many people who look beautiful but live a decadent life.
为什么有些比较不漂亮的人生活得规规矩矩?
And people who live orderly life, they don't, may not look very good.
因为他靠着上帝先天给他的恩典, 他就卖掉自己了。
Many people betray themselves because they were born with extra privileges.
聪明的人反被聪明所误,
an intelligent person will always be led astray by his own intelligence.
美丽的人靠着出卖脸孔才能过生活,
and beautiful people will have to sell their face to live a life.
这个世界是很可怜很可怜的世界,
and this is a pathetic and sad world.
我们千万不要以为生不如人就自己轻看自己,
never look down on yourself because you were born with not so good circumstances.
雅各跟以扫的事情,
in this matter of Jacob and Esau,
很清楚告诉我们一个真理,
we see a truth clearly.
很多先天不足的人成就比那些天赋特别优越的人更大,
that although you may be born with inferior circumstances, you can accomplish more than those who are privileged.
你眼目分花吗?
Are you so lost in your eyes?
你不要轻看自己,
do not despise yourself.
上帝可以叫眼目分花的人下地如花,
and God is able to enable those who cannot see clearly to draw very well.
你耳朵聋了吗?
Are you a bit deaf?
你不要自卑感,
do not feel inferior.
世界最伟大的音乐是耳聋的贝多芬写出来的,
most beautiful music was written by Beethoven who was deaf.
最伟大的诗是瞎眼的John Milton写下来的,
the greatest poem was written by John Milton who was blind.
今天最伟大的物理学家对宇宙的奥秘 了解的最深入的人是全身不能动的这个Stephen Hawking 所发现出来的,
one of the greatest physicists in the world is Stephen Hawking who cannot even move.
难道我们常常怪上帝为什么这个人眼睛瞎了?
And we always blame God, why do you make this person blind?
为什么那个人耳朵聋了?
Why is this person deaf?
为什么这个人是哑巴的?
Why is this person mute?
为什么那个人是残废的?
Why is this person disabled?
上帝啊,你的大能在哪里?
Oh Lord, where is your power?
上帝啊,你的公义在哪里?
Oh Lord, where is justice?
你怎么可能是一个公义的上帝呢?
How can you ever be a just God?
我告诉你, 我们许多时候用这些人的惨绝,
we often blame God because of man's disabilities.
这不应当是人对上帝怪责的事情,
But these should not be things we blame God for.
相反的, 这些事情是上帝要责备我们的事情。
On the contrary, God will rebuke us for these things.
上帝说你看见了吗?
God said, can you not see?
像 Helen Keller 又聋又哑又瞎的人, 既然成了个伟大的文学家。
A person like Helen Keller who was blind, deaf and mute. She was a great writer.
不是你有资格问为什么他瞎了, 为什么他聋了, 是上帝问你说, 你没有瞎, 你没有聋, 你做什么?
You are not worthy to ask God this question. It is God who will ask you. You are not blind, not deaf, not mute. What have you done?
你眼睛这么大, 你做了什么?
You have such big bright eyes. What have you done in your life?
听得这么清楚, 你做什么?
You can hear so many things. What have you done?
你很有口才, 你讲什么?
You are very articulate. What have you spoken of?
这不是人在追问上帝, 作为作夫, 来追讨上帝, 这个权柄。
And these are not things for us to then seek after God and blame Him.
是神追讨你,
it is the other way around. God will seek you.
是神审判你的,
and God will rebuke and judge you.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
雅各虽然不是长子,
although Jacob was not the firstborn,
雅各可能天生不如以扫,
although he was not born with many privileges,
雅各也没有父亲这么爱他,
his father did not love him in the same way.
心思念上帝,
but he thought about God all the time.
手抓住上帝,
and he grabbed hold of God.
他一生要追求的是比世界能看见的东西更伟大、更高超的看不见的东西。
And in his life, he wanted to seek after things that are invisible to the secular world.
所以圣经告诉我们,
the Bible says,
有一天以扫回来的时候,
one day when Esau came back,
他打猎很累,
he was tired from his
hunt. 累到差不多昏倒了,
he was about to faint.
突然间看见雅各在哪里, 正在熬汤,
he saw Jacob cooking some stew.
又香又甜,
then it was fragrant.
又好吃又令人流口水,
he was, must have tasted very good.
所以呢, 这个哥哥就对弟弟说,
and Esau said to the brother,
你把这一杯的红豆汤给我吧,
quick, give me
some red stew.
I need it.
快快给我一杯红豆汤,
give it to me.
雅各是很古怪的人,
and Jacob was very sly,
是很调皮的人,
and he was mischievous.
所以他你要红豆汤吗?
He asked him, do you want the soup?
那我们换一些礼物好不好?
Let us have an exchange.
我把红豆汤给你,
I give you the stew.
那么你把长子的名分给我,
and you give me your birthright.
长子的名分,
the first right, the first born.
也不能吃也不能喝嘛,
I cannot eat this, I cannot drink this.
长子的名分也不甜也不酸,
the birthright has no taste.
但红豆汤又香又甜, 吞下去, 眼神就打开来了,
and the red stew would fulfill my hunger.
所以圣经记载这句话,
and the Bible recorded this.
你要长子的名分吗?
Do you want the firstborn?
就给我, 对我有什么用处呢?
What is the birthright to me?
我做长子, 不做长子, 根本没有用啊,
there's nothing to me.
但是呢, 你的红豆汤真很有用,
but your race still is practical for me. Do you know what this verse means?
这一本圣经在讲属灵的跟属世的征战,
it tells us about the battle between the spiritual and the worldly.
这一段圣经在讲看得见的跟看不见的之间的矛盾,
and the irony between what we can see and what we cannot see.
后来保罗在哥林的后书讲一句话,
the apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians,
我们不是顾念看得见的,
it is not that we bear our thoughts on things that we
can see,
but we take care of things that cannot be seen.
看得见的是暂时的,
the things that can be seen is temporal,
看不见的是永远的,
and the things that are invisible is eternal.
这段圣经到底在讲什么呢?
So what are these verses mean?
这段圣经在讲长久投资跟实用主义的浅短的眼见,
talks about the difference between a long-term investment and a short-term pragmatism.
一个人只顾现今的效益,
a person who just take care of the immediate needs,
马上又得到好处,
he immediately wants the goodness.
他犯了很重的近视眼的灵性的毛病,
he will indeed have a short-sighted spirituality.
但那是有心灵看很远的那种眼光的人,
a person who with his spirit can see afar,
就不看现今马上得到什么效益,
will not be attracted by short-term gains,
实际对我有什么效用,
or practical,
长期的投资,
he will think of long-term investment,
以后的收成,
and the harvest that is to come.
所以这段圣经的描写唯物论跟唯智唯实论之间的不同,
and here we see the difference between existentialism and idealism.
很多共产党人把基督徒陷在你是唯心论的里面,
the communists think that Christians are idealists.
所以他们就把这世界的意识形态分成唯心跟唯物的两个对抗的阵营,
and they describe the world as a conflict between the materialism and the idealism.
很多基督徒承认共产主义是唯物论,
many Christians know that communism is about materialism.
不注意听的就把自己掉在唯心论里面,
And if you are not careful, you find yourself an idealist there.
你就受他的陷阱所陷害了。
And then you will be entrapped by them.
基督教是唯心论吗？
Is Christianity idealism?
不是。
No.
基督教的唯物论吗？
Or are we all about material?
也不是。
No.
无论唯心论，无论唯物论，都是堕落的理性的产品。
Whether it's idealism or materialism, they are products of the fallen reason.
唯物论的开始是叫的这个 Democritus。
The beginning of materialism is from Democritus.
而唯心论的开始是叫做柏拉图。
And Plato started idealism.
这两个希腊的哲学家所给我们的都不是上帝的真理。
Both Greek philosophers have not given us the truth of God.
不过是以犯罪以后的理性想出来解释宇宙的两种方法而已。
They have used the fallen reason after men have sinned to explain the cosmos.
所以基督徒不是唯物论。
Christians are not about material.
基督徒也不是唯心论。
Neither are we about ideals.
基督徒是唯实论。
We are about the truth.
真正的实。
The truth
就是神创造万有的真理。
The truth of God, creator of all things.
是神启示我们的真实。
The truth that comes from the revelation of God.
属灵的看见。
The spiritual eyes.
不是用心去明白物，也不是用物去解释心。
It is not using our heart to understand things or to use things to understand the heart.
唯物论整个理论归纳起来就是一句话。
The entire materialism can be summarized.
就是只有物质是存在的。
As only the material world exists.
思维是根本不存在的。
That anything that are idealistic doesn't exist.
思维的理论是从那里来的。
And reasoning itself.
就是同物质的现象作为思维的方法去解释的。
Comes because the material world uses it to think.
所以更简单的讲一句话。
To make it even simpler.
唯物论就是呢，物质决定思维。
Materialism says that the material will decide our thought process.
唯心论是什么呢？
But idealism
就是物质不是真正的存在。
Tells us that the material world does not really exist.
物质是心的存在的一个影投影。
It is a projection of the existence of the ideal.
物质的存在是一个现象。
And so it's a phenomena.
物质背后的真正的存在是心的存在。
Behind all material is the ideal.
唯心论真正把它归纳起来就是一句话。
And we can summarize idealism.
就是思维决定物质。
By saying that the reason will decide the material.
这两种理论都不是基督教的思想。
Both are not Christian.
基督教的思想是神创造万有。
The Christian thought is that God created all things.
神又创造了心思。
And God also created
our thinking process. 所以人可以用心思去明白上帝创造的万有。
We can use our thinking process to understand the creation of God.
上帝所创造的万有不是独立存在的。
And the existence of all things does not exist independently.
是因为神存在成为万有的存在的根基而存在的。
And the existence of all things is built on the foundation of the existence of God.
神的存在是一个永存的存在。
The existence of God is eternal.
被造界一切的存在不过是偶存性的存在。
But the created world is a contingent existence.
只有透过神的真理，你才明白真正的事实是怎么样。
Only through the truth of God can you really understand the truth.
那么这个后来演变变成一大堆的意识形态的问题。
And later there are a lot of different extensions of such thoughts.
根本的真正的代表就是以扫跟雅各两个人。
But the true representation is seen in Esau and Jacob.
所以以扫认为这个物质是很重要的。
Esau think of the material still to be very important.
我现在累得快要死了，你还要跟我讲什么树林的事情，不必谈。
I am now so tired. I'm about to die. Don't talk to me about the spirit.
我是没有时间去做礼拜的。
I don't have time for the church.
我是没有心的毅力去想那属灵的事情。
I don't have this extra energy to think about the spiritual
thing. 我就是讨论的存在的问题。
I want to talk about my existence.
健康的问题。
About my health.
物质的问题。
About my material things.
身体的问题。
My bodily needs.
我需要吃东西的问题。
Things that I need to eat.
红豆汤是存在的。
This red stew is here.
我的身体的健康是存在的。
My health is here.
红豆汤的进补使我的身体健康。这是现在的药物。
And I know that the red stew will nurture me and my needs.
你不相信？你看我的爸爸就是吃我给他吃的好胃水，还这么健康。
And my father is so healthy because I keep cooking for him.
他整个的宇宙观就是物质的存在。
So his entire value system is built on the material.
整个的人生观就是物质的供应。
The value system of his life is built on the material.
他整个人生的目的就是追求物质给我的满足。
The purpose of his life is fulfillment through the material world.
这是以扫的代表。
This is how Esau was like.
但是以雅各来说。
But for Jacob,
完全不是如此。
Completely different.
神永恒的旨意
，the eternal will of God,
是比现今的需要更要紧的。
More important than present needs.
神所定的计划
，the plan that God has set,
是比人在世界的事业更要紧的。
It is more important than the work we have on life.
心灵里面对真理的认识
，the need in our heart for the truth,
是比身体对物质的需要更要紧的。
It is more important than the physical need for things.
所以雅各说
，For Jacob says,
你要红豆汤吗
？If you want the stew,
我给你
，I will give it to you.
我请你把你的长子名分给我好不好？
But sell me your birthright.
长子名分到底有什么重要性呢
？What's so important about this birthright?
雅各看见了。
Jacob knew the
雅各看见了什么呢
？What have he seen?
雅各看见了不能看见的事情里面的实质跟重要在哪里
？He could see the most essence of things that are invisible.
长子里面有什么益处呢
？What's so good about being the firstborn?
以扫看不见。
Esau couldn't see.
因为他不能看见在看见以外的看不见的价值在哪里
？He cannot see the invisible value behind the visible things.
所以以扫代表今生短浅眼见，只注重物质的那种人生观。
Esau represents all who look at short-term goal.
但是雅各代表那个有永恒的计划，有神旨意，那永生的观念的那些真正的基督徒。
And Jacob represents all Christians who have far-sightedness on the spiritual and the truth of God.
所以以扫对雅各说。
And so Esau said to Jacob,
你要长子名分就给你吧
I give you this birthright.
好了从今天我叫你哥哥你给我饭吃
From today onwards I call you elder brother.
只要看见物质什么人都可以做哥哥什么人可以做老板什么人都可以做主这种人就是唯物论的人
And a person who is materialistic will call anyone as his boss
真的啊从今天开始啊
From today onwards,
我长子你次子啊
I am the first
我哥哥你弟弟啊
I'm the elder one,
叫哥哥
the one.
哥哥我要吃红豆汤了
I want the
我不管你了
I don't care about you.
那么雅各不是这样简单哦
But it was not so simple for Jacob.
雅各说你这样讲讲不算数哦
It is not just good enough.
你发誓
You must swear oath.
发誓的意思是什么呢
What does it mean?
就是把这个争讼的事情把上帝也拉进来了
That means you pull God into this negotiation.
你不能单单对我讲这种话。
It is not good enough for you to promise.
你讲了要算数。
You must count.
你要指着上帝的名起誓。
On the name of God, swear oath.
你今天卖给我长子的名分。
That today you have sold your birthright.
不是现世交易。
It's not right here.
是有永世见证。
There must be an eternal witness.
上帝盖印。
God will seal.
你变成长子。
Now you are the elder.
我变成次子。
And I am the second.
这个交易是为什么呢
？This transaction.
为了一半。一碗红豆冰嘛
，was for one red stew soup。
啊，你们去那咖啡店买红豆冰，就是一碗这样。
You can go and buy it at your coffee shop。
我告诉你，这种事情不是单单那一次。
This is not the only instance。
历史上常常发生这样的事情。
In history, we see this happening all the time。
是那些不读圣经的人，从来不知道他怎么样把自己掉进陷阱里。
People who do not read the Bible would not know that they're falling into the trap。
女孩子长得漂亮
，when a girl is beautiful，
要上大学没有钱。
If they have no money for university,
就先把身体借给游客一个月，每天跟他睡觉。
And they will first sell their body to a tourist.
拿了几万美金。
And get the money.
他就反正不要紧吧，还是一个身体。
It's just a body.
那么他就可以有读书的钱的了。
Then they have money to study.
你知道你的良心永远控告你。
But your conscience will accuse you for the rest of your life.
几百万美金也没有办法买回你那单纯的少女天真的良心。
And you will not be able to buy back your pure conscience, no matter how many millions of dollars you spend.
我告诉你，看见钱就推磨的都是鬼。
Those who are work just because of money belongs to the devil.
我们中国人讲的是钱可以叫鬼推磨。我每一次读的时候，我就把它读成看见钱就推磨的都是鬼。
The Chinese say that the money can cause the devil to move the mule, but actually all who move the mule because of money is the devil.
物质的引诱太大了。
Temptation from the material is great indeed.
吴三桂为什么把国家卖掉呢？
吴三桂 betray an entire dynasty.
就是因为一个美人嘛。
Because of a beautiful woman.
就是物质的需要吧。
Material need.
一个人性欲的需要。
Because of his sexual needs.
整个国家就卖掉了。
He sold his entire country.
这就交易啊，这个交易啊。
This transaction
太愚蠢了。
Is a foolish one.
太自私了。
Selfish one.
太短暂的眼光。
A short-term one.
为什么？今天阿拉斯加是美国的，不是苏联的呢
？Why is Alaska part of America today?
阿拉斯加永远是俄国的，美国人是没有份的。
Actually, it belonged to the Russians.
但是到十九世纪的时候
，But in the 19th century，
为了需要一些的钱
，because of money，
所以呢，苏俄就把阿拉斯加卖给美国。
And the Soviet Russians sold Alaska to America.
卖的时候提个很高的价钱
，And they quoted a very high price，
六百多万美金
，about six over million US dollars.
两国的人就在那谈判。
And they had a negotiation.
要一千万吗？要两百万吗？要八百万吗？要四百万吗？要七百万吗？要三百万吗？到最后讲成的时候，六百多万美金。
Six over million US dollars.
对俄国来说
，For Russia,
那个时候六百多万美金是多得不得了的钱。
Six million was enormous amount of money.
谈判完了以后呢
？After the negotiation,
苏俄的代表回到莫斯科去。
The Russian representative went back to Moscow.
他回到列宁格勒从前的这个圣彼得堡去。
Went back to St. Petersburg.
他对沙皇说什么呢
？And said to the Tsar,
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
美国人傻瓜。
The Americans are so stupid.
真的把那块没有用的地买去了。
They bought this useless piece of land.
把六百万多美金交给我们了。
And gave us six over million dollars.
我没有想到他们这样笨。
I didn't know they are so
stupid. 那种地他都要啊。
This kind of stupid land.
一天到晚结冰。
Every day is
完全没有用的。
They are no use for it.
六百多万放在我手里。
Six over million they gave.
我们哈哈大笑。
And so they were overjoyed.
美国人太笨了，把那个地买去了。
Americans are so stupid.
六百多万算什么？
What is six million?
现在
today
一间漂亮的房子在美国就七百多万了。
A beautiful house will be 7 million in America.
And Alaska 地下的油啊
，and the oil in Alaska
可以值几千千千亿美金的。
It would be worth trillions of dollars.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那是世界最大的油田之一。
It is one of the greatest oil reserves.
永远属于美国了。
And it now belongs to America.
苏俄没有办法拿回去。
And the Russians will not take
it back. 眼巴巴的看见。
All they can do is to watch.
西伯利亚对面。
伯
利海峡的对岸
After that,
从前是我的
sea,
现在是你的
Now belong to them.
因为那一天吃了一碗红豆汤
Because of the red stew,
现在就没有了
And now it's lost.
事情就是这么简单你知道吗
It's as simple as that.
你看圣经记载的小事情两个兄弟在卖红豆汤
It seems very trivial, two brothers selling a red stew.
那隐藏了千古不变的道理你知道吗
But it contains eternal truth.
今天多少男孩子
So many young people
出卖恋口
Who will betray their faith
来得到金钱
to get their money,
女人出卖身体
and the women will betray their bodies,
来得到满足
to be satisfied,
基督徒出卖信仰
Christian will betray
their 出卖人格
to betray their character,
讨好世界的人
and to be pleasing to the people of the world.
这些都就是雅各跟以扫的交易要告诉我们教训的
We see this in the transaction of Jacob and Esau.
从前这个英国占有了整个美国的地方
England used to own all of America.
后来美国人独立就把英国人赶走了。
And because of the independence, the British were expelled.
荷兰占有整个印尼的地方。
And the Dutch took over Indonesia.
但是整个印尼有一个岛是英国人的。
But there is one island that belonged to the
British. 相反的，整个美国有一个岛是荷兰的。
And in the whole America, one island belonged to the Dutch.
所以荷兰人说，我到印尼去，整片都是我的，但有一个岛是英国的，麻烦的要死。
And the Dutch think that one island belonged to the British, so it's so troublesome.
英国也说了，我整个就拥有了西半球，为什么在印尼还有一个岛，也是麻烦的半死。
And the British also think that one island in Indonesia is so troublesome.
所以他们两个国家就坐下谈判。
And so they had a negotiation.
我把美国的那一块岛跟你换，你在印尼那块岛好不好呢
？We exchanged the island from America for the one in Indonesia.
所以你荷兰的就完全拿去好了。
And the Dutch could just take everything.
我不必为了那个岛一条船跑几万公里去保护那个很麻烦，就那个岛给你，你把在美国那个岛给我好不好
？We exchanged the two different islands.
你们知道这个事情的，请举手。
Those who know this matter, raise your hand.
啊，印尼那个岛叫做什么呢
？The island in Indonesia.
班达岛。
It's called Banda.
是英国人的。
Belong to the British.
荷兰人在美国人岛叫做什么呢
？And the island in America belonging to the Dutch.
叫做曼哈顿。
It's called Manhattan.
所以呢，他们说好换。
So they change.
换你给我多少，我给你多少。他说不必给，你免费我也免费。
It's just a barter trade.
那从此以后你就到这个曼哈顿那里去。
From now on, you just go to Manhattan.
英国说好。曼哈顿就给我了。
Give me Manhattan.
那么荷兰人说。我就拿你那个岛在班达。
And take the Banda.
英国说好。
The British say fine.
结果呢
？In the end,
发生什么事情呢
？What happened?
英国人拿到这个曼哈顿也拿不到。
The British did not get Manhattan.
因为美国独立了嘛,
because there was independence.
那么所以这个荷兰的时候我还厉害。
The Dutch thought that they had advantage.
我哪到呢,
I had this island that didn't go independent.
所以他管了350年,
for 350 years.
结果这两个岛呢,
these two islands,
慢慢变,
they keep
变,
changing.
越变越不同。 越变差距越大,
very different.
好像人家说, 你看, 我的手都一样的嘛,
you look at your hand, it's the same.
你看, 都是平的嘛, 当蹲下来都平的, 但站起来变成这个矮的, 这个高了。
When you extend your finger, they're all different length.
所以到了20世纪的时候,
by the 20th century,
Manhattan 变成纽约最贵的地区。
Manhattan is the most expensive area in New York.
任何一个 apartment 可以卖几十万美金。
Every apartment there costs millions.
班达岛, 整个岛卖不到几千块美金。
But the island of Banda is useless.
永远就是个小岛,
and forever is just a small little island.
一个没有用的小岛,
useless.
为什么呢?
Why?
做了一个不平等的交易,
the transaction was not just.
你卖掉的东西,
the things that you sold,
多么重要的东西,
are so very, very important.
竟然不要,
but you have
你得到的东西,
got rid of it. But the things you get in return,
几分钟就吃完的红豆汤,
is a red stew that can be finished in minutes. But you thought of it as most important.
这个教训多么大,
there are great teachings here. From all these great lessons in the Bible, we must learn how to live our life.
亲爱的青年人,
dear young people,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, there are long journey ahead of us.
你不要犯一个灵性的 近视的毛病,
do not make the mistake of spiritual short-sightedness.
你不要抓住那些昙花一现的物质的东西,
do not grab hold of things that are so temporary.
你要为永恒的计划,
for eternal plan,
预备将来,
you need to prepare for the future,
预备永恒,
to prepare for eternity.
因为眼睛看得见的是暂时的,
because what you can see with your eyes are temporal.
看不见的东西才是永恒的,
only invisible things are eternal.
当你看见能见界之上的不能见界的时候,
if you are able to see beyond the visible,
你就从知识提升到智慧的地步里面来,
your knowledge will then be extended into knowledge, wisdom.
当你从暂时看到永恒的时候,
if you are able to see eternity from the temporal world,
你的生命的价值就提高一等了,
the value of your life will be elevated.
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us all.
哪一个人像雅各一样,
there are a person like Jacob,
看到永恒的,
who is able to see eternity,
看到神的宝座的,
who is able to see the throne of God,
看到永久的价值的,
looking at eternal value,
轻看物质的,
and he will despise the material world.
就是有智慧的,
if you are a person like that, you are wise.
哪一个人是像以扫一样的,
but if you are like Esau,
只为肚子的需要,
who for his own physical need,
为身体的需要,
for his need in life,
暂时的需要,
for temporal needs,
你把神所给你的长子的名分把它出卖掉,
and you betray the birthright that God has given to you.
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us,
给我们做智慧的人,
that we will be wise.
今天我们就讲到这个地方,
and we will stop here this evening.
我们低头祷告,
let us